Illegal alien accused of killing veteran is face of Massachusetts plan giving driver's licenses to illegals. By John Binder on November 7, 2022. An illegal alien accused of killing a 77-year-old Army National Guard veteran has become the face of a ballot initiative in Massachusetts where voters will decide whether to grant driver's licenses to illegal aliens, turning the state's roads into a sanctuary. In May, Governor Charlie Baker, R. vetoed the legislation that allows eligible illegal aliens to obtain driver's licenses in Massachusetts. Democrats, with majorities in the state legislature, overrode Baker's veto, putting the legislation on track to become law in 2023. As Breitbart News chronicled, grassroots activists worked to get the law on this year's midterm election ballot, known as Question 4, so that Massachusetts voters can decide on Tuesday whether they want to give driver's licenses to illegal aliens. Everton Condido, a 19-year-old illegal alien from Brazil, has quickly become the face of the ballot initiative after he was arrested for allegedly killing 77-year-old Walter Wyszowski Jr., a veteran of the Army National Guard who was born and raised in Malden, Massachusetts. Condido, who was driving without a license, allegedly killed Wyszowski in a fatal crash. "This guy is a poster boy to vote no on question four," a member of local law enforcement told the Boston Herald of Condido last month. Condido first arrived illegally in the United States after having crossed the southern border in May 2021, according to the Herald. Despite having been told to report to the Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, he never did and moved to Massachusetts. In the case, Condido was released on bail and was not turned over to ICE agents. The Open Borders Lobby, with the help of elected Democrats, has made securing driver's licenses for illegal aliens a key fixture of their agenda to eliminate privileges meant for American citizens and legal immigrants. Driver's licenses for illegal aliens are vital for the Open Borders Lobby because often when illegal aliens are pulled over by local police, driving without a driver's license is the first criminal charge that can put them in ICE custody for arrest and deportation. In fiscal year 2020, ICE agents arrested tens of thousands of illegal aliens who were charged or convicted of drunk driving and tens of thousands more who were charged or convicted of traffic offenses. Today, nearly 300,000 illegal aliens reside in Massachusetts. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.